can't be like, maybe art isn't your thing. You got to get the Uber driver to take him to the zoo. Like, it just seems like it would be so much work. And also, I have 3 dogs and I only really love 1 of them. So, like, I'm assuming that would also happen with the babies. I don't know. I just don't want to die alone. That's why you have a kid, right? Does anyone here have a child? Is that why? Because, like, you know now when you die, they're going to be surrounding you. But then I was thinking, like, when my Nana died, she was, like, shitting herself and calling me the N-word. Like, I think I want to be alone for that. That's a good time for some me time. Guys don't want to get married anymore, though. But if you think about it, like, marriage is the best deal for a dude. You get someone to fuck for the rest of your life for free. Someone to, like, find your keys, find your wallet, close the cabinets behind you, pick up your socks. It'd be one thing if guys took off their socks and left them on the floor, but they'll, like, pick them up and then put them by the bread. Like, why are your socks by the bread? Oh, they're not all the way dirty yet. I did just get married, though. Thank you. I never wanted to get married. I never wanted to have a wedding. I didn't want to do vows. I just wanted to do concerns. Like, I have a few concerns. Like, how attached are you to this Burning Man tradition? You go to Burning Man, sir? No, Burning Man, do you guys know what that is? It's like, imagine if, like, the Holocaust had bongos. Something like that. No, it's a great place to go breastfeed your pet ferret. My girlfriend's like, I go there to fuck dudes. It's like, if I wanted to fuck some creepy dude in goggles, I'd stay home and fuck a welder. At least then I wouldn't have to listen to didgeridoo solos in between orgasms. And they're always bragging, like Burning Man people. I don't know what you call, what are you guys called? I don't know, burners? I'm not saying that. All right, people who go to Burning Man, they're always bragging about how off the grid they are. Like one of my husband's friends, he's just like, yo, I'm so off the grid. My kid doesn't have a birth certificate or a social security number. I'm like, really? Well, I wonder who in 30 years is going to be doing yard work for middle-class Latino families. Your child. But my husband and, well, my, I won't say my boyfriend, but I guess my husband now. All right, we went to, he really wanted me to meet his, like, can I tell you guys a story? Okay, so this girl, my husband's like, I really wanted to meet, I went to Burning Man with him. He's like, I really want you to meet my girlfriend who I go to Burning Man with. You know, she's so cool. You're going to love her. So we were in Austin, and we meet this girl, and he's like, she's so awesome. And so I meet her, and she's like one of those girls who's like really cool to dudes and a bitch to women. And so we're sitting there. Okay, let me just paint the picture for you. She's got like, she's a white chick. She's got like yellow dreadlocks and like a tattoo of angel wings on her breastplate. Okay, wrong side. And then she got, oh. And her name's Flapjack. And so we're sitting there talking to Flapjack, and she's holding court and bragging about dumpster diving. And so I was like confused because I thought she was talking about like for her art projects, you know, because everyone at Burning Man, they'll like bedazzle a school bus and call it art. So I was like, oh, Flapjack, did you find anything cool for your art project? And Flapjack goes to me, not for art, for food. And I start backpedaling, so I'm like, okay, this is his best friend. I want her to think I'm cool. So I was like, oh, yes, well, you know, when I used to waitress, I would sometimes steal chicken fingers off people's plates. So I totally understand what you're talking about. And Flapjack goes to me, oh, you're not a square at all, are you? I'm like, first of all, I love the idea of a stuck-up bitch who dumpster dives. And so I'm like, oh, yes, I'm such a square with my car insurance and food I've bought and put in a refrigerator. I'm a real loser. So then I wiped my ass with a vegan wrap and threw it in the nearest trash can.